Shabbos Parshas Yisrael. The Gemara in the Dorim quotes the following, that even though you're allowed to get paid to teach for Chumash, the Medrash, the teaching Medrash, you're not allowed to take payment. The Gemara says, what's the difference? If you can't take payment for Medrash, you should not be able to take payment for Chumash either. So the Gemara quotes the Machloikis Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav says, Schar Shimur, you're allowed to get paid for watching the children, to babysit. Rabbi Yochanan says, Schar Pisuk Teomim, the idea of the punctuation, the cantillation notes, i.e. the Teomim, the trop, that you're allowed to get paid for. So the Gemara says, why not? Why? So the Ran explains, because Pisuk Teomim is only the Rabbanan, it's not the Raisa. The Machloik is Rav and Rabbi Yochanan is about the Teomim. Are the Teomim the Raisa or the Rabbanan? And the Nafkimina says the Ran. Nafkimina is, can you teach an older student Chumash for pay? If it's because of the babysitting, of watching the children, now watching, this is a big child. However, if the aloha is that you get paid for the cantillation notes, i.e. the trop, so that's okay. He says, Rav, Rabbi Yochanan, is Rabbi Yochanan. So he's Luchayna, Masha from the Gemara, that what? That the Teomim are actually not the Raisa, they're only the Rabbanan. So everybody asks, because if you look later, it appears to be that the Teomim is the Raisa, right? It's at least Aloch Lemoshe Misyanai, right? Vayikru b'sefer Torah Solekim b'foyer v'sum sechel b'mikra, it is what? It's Pisuk Teomim. Now one man the Omer says that Taki is not and is only Mesoros. But comes out that we are going to have to pasken that the Vayavinu b'mikra, the Pisuk Teomim, the trop, the cantillation notes, is not the Raisa. And the reality of it is, as the Zohar and the Keren Torah quotes, holds that the Teomim are the Raisa. So on this, there is a Tzavtas Paneach, the Rogat Shover, Dilchus Matnas Sanim, Perek Aleph, says the following. When the Gemara says, Pisuk Teomim lav the Raisa, it's not to tell you that they're not Misinai. They are really Misinai. So, but what does that mean? It says that in Sinai, what was given were the Teomim and the trop and the cantillation notes for the purpose of the shear of the Levim. Because the Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara in Erechin, as we'll see a little later, Moshe Daber Veloikim Yanenu Bekol, Chazal say that's the Bekor, that's the source for shear of Minatera. So there was a concept that Moshe Rabbeinu did in some way Shira. For so the purposes of Shira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught him the Teomim. Because says the Rogat Shover, the harmony and the melody of the Shira of the Levim were the cantillation notes, were the Teomim. Maroshiva Tzadik Levrocha, Rav Rudbus used to say, doesn't say that the Levim sang, it says, Shir Shalevim Hayu Oimrim Bebeis HaMikdash. The Shir was said. So why is it called a Shir? Because it was said in the harmony and the melody of the Teomim of the trop. So he says, the Ikar Shira Bepeh, and the Shira was taught to Moshe Rabbeinu, Misinai, for the Teomim in the trop, for the purpose of the Shira. However, to apply those Teomim to learning and to the Psukim, that's the Rabbanan. So that's Machloik is Rav Rabbi Yochanan. The Teomim in the trop is the rice that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu for the purposes of the Shira. And says the explained Rogat Shover, that's why the Mechilta says the Moshe Rabbeinu Yanenu Bekol B'Neima. Moshe Rabbeinu spoke in a Neima. Neima means in a melody, in a harmony, in a very sweet musical voice, using the Teomim. So Moshe Rabbeinu explained the Torah using the Teomim that he learned for the purposes of Shira. In other words, the Teomim in Chumash are only the Rabbanan, and they are a derivative of the Teomim of Shira, the Ototoboisha. And the question is, so you tell, it comes out that the Ikar Teomim, the Ikar Trop, were given for the purposes of the Shira. And the learning is a derivative of that. Why? What does learning have to do with Shira? And why by Matan Torah was important to teach the Trop for Shira? We'll soon see that and discuss it a little bit later. That's number one. The Keren Torah asks the same question here, and he says, one second, Teamim is mashba from the Zohar, that's the Raisa. And the Poshup Shat in the Pasuk is Vesvayavinu Bemikra. So otherwise you have to say that it's only vocalization. So, and it's not mashma from the Zohar, and from the Pasuk it's not mashma. So says the Keren Torah. The Keren Torah says, Vimken, Kama the Pisuk Tam Lav Deraisa. According to the Sugya, comes out to the Pasuk like Rabbi Yochanan, that the cantillation notes is not the Raisa. V'yishloima the Pisuk Tom Lechud V'tom Lechud. You're right. The application of the trop to the different Pesukim, that's Torah Shebal Peh, that's the Rabbanan. However, the concept of the cantillation notes, that's the Raisa, which means the following. We have usually punctuation. The way how to read the sentence, you need to punctuate. Because if it says private property, no swimming allowed, you're allowed to, you can read it, okay, it's private property, and therefore no swimming allowed. But if you change the punctuation, you could put a question mark, no private property, and then an exclamation mark after the no swimming allowed. So it changes completely the meaning of the sentence. The Aloha L'Moshe Sinai says, the Keren Torah that was given to Moshe in Sinai, were the concept of the Teamim, using the cantillation notes and the trop as the way of how to create sentences. In the Torah, we don't have periods, we don't have commas, we don't have exclamation notes or question marks. What you have are cantillation notes, which are used to create understandable sentences in the Chumash. That's the Raisa. How to apply them to the different psukim, that's the Rabbanan. Which makes sense. The Gemara in Chagiga has a shaila of how to read a posuk. And the Gemara says, what's nafkimin? The Gemara says, Pisuk Tamim, how to punctuate. So you see that was not Moshe B'Sinai. What's Moshe B'Sinai is the concept. The question is, why was it important to give Misina the concept of the punctuation being in the form of trop? Was it so significant? Why can't you use any other types of punctuation? And that's Moshe Misinai, was that concept. The question is why. The Gemara in Erechin, in Daf Yud Aleph, says the following. The Gemara wants to find a source for Shira Minatoira. How do you know that Shira is Minatoira? Shira Bepe. So the Gemara quotes the following. The Gemara says, Hananiah ben Achira b'Shohimer m'hocha, Moshe yedaber v'lo ikim yanenu b'kol. Moshe would speak by Har Sinai, by Aseres HaDibros, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer b'koel, aliske HaKoel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go ahead and teach him how to say in the voice. So Rashi says, the Moshe Rabbeinu said Shira, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught him how to do Shira. So the Rishonim to Esarosh, the new one that came out in the new Shita, asks, says, one second, the Gemara in Tobit says, Moshe Rabbeinu was a Minashoyarim, he was the gatekeeper of the Mikdash. And here the Sugya later will say the gatekeepers could not sing. So why Moshe Rabbeinu was singing the Shira? So says the Toi Sarosh, Moshe Rabbeinu was taught by HaKadosh Baruch Hu the concept of Shira, even though he could not be Shah, but he was taught the concept of Shira. That's what he was taught. And the question again comes, why Shira has to do with Matan Torah? And according to the Rogachover, it becomes something very interesting. He was taught Shira here, Bepeh, to be able to use that when transmitting Torah. So if that's the case, why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu teach the trop for Torah? Why did he teach Moshe Rabbeinu the trop for the Shira? He taught him Shira, that's Yanenu Bekol. He taught him the Aloha of Shira. Why did he teach him the Aloha of Shira by Matan Torah? And according to the Rogachover, the Aloha of Shira is the Teamim for Moshe Rabbeinu to use in Matan Torah. So why don't you use the Teamim for Matan Torah alone? To answer all of this, we will go and learn the Gro in Tikkuni Zohar and the Yohel Or. Says the Gro in Tikkuni Zohar, that there is a Mechilta. The Mechilta says like this, V'idaber likim es kol hadvorim ha'ile lemoyer. So it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said all these things. So Rashi says, relates to the Pesukim afterwards. But the Mechilta says different. Melamed shomar amokum aseres adibur b'dibur echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the aseres adibrois b'dibur echad, ma sheyefshar nebosav adam loimar ken, which is impossible for a person to say that. Shenemar es kol hadvorim. So first asks the Medrash, ma talmud loimar anoichi v'lo yilecho. So why does it say anoichi v'lo yilecho? Ela melamed shomar HaKadosh Baruch Hu aseres adibrois b'dibur echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the aseres adibrois b'dibur echad. Dibur and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said every dibur b'fnei atzmoi. So the Gro explains the following, that in the beginning HaKadosh Baruch Hu said aseres adibris all in a unit form that's impossible for people to understand and for people to hear. And that's why it says the Gemara in Shabbos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu started speaking por chadesh bosom. They left their body. That unity could never allow humans and creations to exist. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke Anoichi v'lo yelecho, says the Gro. The Anoichi v'lo yelecho, the Mechilta is asking, because Anoichi v'lo yelecho, the Gemara also says b'dibur echa nemro. They were set together. That's why there's no separation in the Parsha. They're written together, because b'dibur echa nemro. So says the Gro, this they were able to hear. Humans can't speak this way, but they were able to reconcile the two together. Anoichi v'lo yelecho b'dibur echa nemro. And says the Gro, is not only anoichi v'lo yelecha d'otoser b'dibur echad, shomor v'zochor also said b'dibur echad. And that is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke, but they couldn't hold of it. And they told Moshe Rabbeinu, now you speak. And that's why anoichi v'lo yelecho is spoken in the first person. I am your God, don't have other gods in front of me. But from the third Dibra is spoken on the third person, Lo yis Hashem, Hashem Lashav. Because the first two Moshe spoke, Hashem spoke directly, Mipi Agvur Hashmonim, the rest of it was through Moshe Rabbeinu. So explains the Gro something givaldic. That's what the Pasuk says, Achas Dibra Elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said everything in unity. That is kol advori ba'ele. Shtayim, but the two separate, anoichi v'lecha, zu shamati, I heard. But I heard in the form of zu. What is zu? Zu b'gimatri is 13, which is b'gimatri echad. Says the Gro, that's keneged yud kei vav kei. Yud is the point where everything becomes like this black hole. That's aseres adibris bebasachas. Then you have two heis. Heis is the presentation. They are connected this duality of Torah. It says Torah is in a duality. Two luchos, bein odom lachaveru, bein odom lamokim. Anoichi, which is the mitzvahs aseh, and lo yelecha, which are all the mitzvahs lois aseh. Torah shebichsav and Torah shebalpeh. And then we have the ability to unify, to reconcile that. That's called zu, that's the vov. Vov is spelled vov, aleph, vov, which is also begibachra 13. Because the Vav is connection. How do you connect the ideas of the mitzvahs aseh, connecting, bringing to realization? There is one thing which is called connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through mitzvahs aseh, and that's Anoichi. There is another connection through mitzvahs lois aseh, but there is a unity, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that unity, which is the Aleph, unifies and harmonizes these two opposite ideas. The Aleph in itself is also is one Yud pointing to the top, one Yud pointing to the bottom, and the Vav connecting them. Shtayim Zu Shamati. And it's very interesting because this is how happens to be that every person goes through this process. Because what was the purpose of speaking Kol HaTorah Kula Bebasachas and Porcha Nishmoson? And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to say now the two Dibrois together but separate. Because that's the process that always goes. The first person is born, he learns from a malach kol ha-Torah kula. When he's born, he forgets it. Because even though in the conscious he forgot, a person forgets it, but this is imprinted in his subconscious. And now he has to bring about the avodas Hashem in this duality that harmonizes, that creates some kind of a unity. That is here. And that is the idea of the Vav that connects the mitzvahs aseh and mitzvahs lois aseh, and this duality of Torah shebichsav, Torah shebalpeh, bein odom lachaveru, bein odom lamokim, And a person needs to experience and to realize that there is a balance and a harmony between the two, because the world of unity of Torah is the harmonizing between the separations. And that is called a shira and a melody. Steht in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman, in Or HaChaim, that Mizmor Lesoida needs to be said with a melody and singing, Beshira. Why? Because all the shiras will be misbatel. The only shira which are not going to be bottled is Mizmor Lesoida. Now, why does it have to be said in a melody, and what a melody it is? But if you look at Mizmor Lesoida, Mizmor Lesoida brings this duality of Anhoga. Hadiu Lashem Kol Haaretz. Everybody has to thank Hashem. But some people, if the Hashem besimcha, some people see goodness in Hashem, but some of them are Boyu Lefonov, you come in front of me, Birnona. Birnona is Midas Adin. Renona always says Rinon. Rinon is like almost like a hearsay, that you don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you know that he's there, but he's missing from our lives. You realize that the Pasuk says, V'lo yanachnu, we belong to Hashem. V'lo yanachnu is written with an aleph, that we are not of Hashem, and we read with a vav, V'lo yanachnu, because that's the duality. Sometimes you feel that you belong, sometimes you feel that you don't belong. It continues later, V'anachnu amoy v'tzoin marisoy. We are the nation of Hashem, and we are His sheep. Do you know the difference between a nation and a king, and a sheep versus the shepherd? The nation has a king leading from the front. He is always ahead. A shepherd leads from behind. Sometimes you see Hashem leading you. Sometimes you feel Hashem is pushing from the back, you don't see Him. This duality, to harmonize the two, that's called Shira. That's called melody. Because that's why Shir of Mizmor Lesoida, which is Chometz and Matzah, that balance is the beauty of the recognition of Mizmor Lesoida, and therefore need to say with a melody, because melody is reconciling and balancing various musical notes. Matan Torah is the concept that we are hearing this duality, but we realize that the duality comes from a source of unity, and there is a balance, and Torah comes to balance, is the Aleph that comes to balance between the Anoichi velo yelecho, shtaim zu shamati. How do we achieve that? Is by using the punctuation, you create sentences in the Torah. And sometimes the sentences are one way, sometimes the sentences are the other way. The sentences are formed via singing. The shira, the te'amim is the singing, the shira. The shira salev, the shira is putting the melody, the different notes into a melody, into harmony. The punctuation of the Torah is Te'omim. That's why the Te'omim, according to Karen Ner, were said to tell you that the punctuation is a form of harmony and melody. It's the zoo that comes to balance the opposites of Torah. Torah, in some ways, is very kind, chesed, and etc., but at the same time, is extremely cruel against Amalek and against Shiva Samimim. It's all a form of balance. Punctuation, how you read the sentences, has to be read in a form of melody. And that is Shira. Shira is a circle. Like Rav Tzodok always says, Shira, kol bali ashir, yoitzim beshir, v'nichnosim beshir. A leash is called a shir. A bracelet is called a shir, because everything round is a shir. Is when you realize that all of the different notes, they form a melody and they close a circle. They realize that the point of destiny, the point of origin, finally meet. That is called Shira. Therefore, the Levim do the Shira. Because the Levim are the gatekeepers, they put boundaries. But in the Shira, they said that even though there's so many different things and boundaries, in the end, all of them work together in a beautiful harmony. They are Shirim u'mishirim. The concept of Shira was taught to Moshe Rabbeinu in Har Sinai. To realize that all the Torah is a Shira. So therefore, the trope was told in Shira. Torah has to be punctuated in melody with the trope, because Torah is an extension of Shira. So says the Rogachov, the Tzavtas Paneach, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, he told him the trope, which is the punctuation of Shira, to be able to turning, learn the Torah like a shira. The beauty of the punctuation of Torah is the Torah is the realization that the world is full of contradictions. But b'dibur echanemru zu shamati, there is a vov connection. If you connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Mitzvah Aseh and through Mitzvah Lo Aseh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you a balance, a harmony, a story that makes sense. Torah is punctuated like Shira, and the trop are not independent of Torah, they are a derivative of Shira, because that's the message of the cantillation notes.